guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, aka Full Court Post, aka Pet the Stallion, aka Dead Bitch, aka I Fuck Your Daddy. And what's up? I like that new AKA because, okay, girl, I told you, like, I need them a little older. Yes, baby.
My how times have changed. I'm Wheezy. Welcome back, you guys. If you are late to the party, we are going to be in ATL. Go to whorehive.com to get your tickets to Atlanta. We are super happy to announce that you also don't have to be vaccinated anymore. You just don't have to have COVID. So go and get tested if you don't have a vaccination card and come and check us out.
Whorehive.com. That's right. And I am super excited to introduce our guest for today's episode. We have another couple on, and I feel like we've been on a roller coaster every couple weeks, bringing a couple on to the show. And our couple this week are the hosts of And Then We Fucked. I'm just kidding. And then we had sex. The word fucked would have been better, but I understand.
I would have loved
that. We were trying to get sponsors.
No, I'm not going to lie. That's what I said. No, and then we had sex.
Even and sex then we had, is hard.
Sex is just, I mean, but sex and fuck, they really go hand in hand. Yeah, and yeah. I really wish, but I understand. Because you would have had to spell it with the asterisk. It would have been hard to find. So
I just looked at Ticketmaster for our tickets, and it said WH star.
Asterisk. Yeah. They asterisk. Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. So I understand, guys, they just had sex. That's all. And they
now
also
we fucked. We
yeah,
fucked.
That part.
Yeah, we did it.
They also happen to be an actual couple. So I would like to introduce Kristen and Sir J Rod to the show.
Sir J Rod, make it feel regal about? Out here.
What is our podcast about? It's just about sex and comedy, really. I'm a comedian, but we talk about when we first met, like what ended up happening. Like we fucked and then we had twins, and then we had, like, it's a whole bunch of other shit that happened. But he used to be a hoe, so it's mostly about him.
No, what's the shit that happened?
They don't even know me like that. You just gonna put it out there?
It's mostly about him.
How long have you guys been together?
I actually
do it. You always ask me.
I'm going to say
how long have you been with me?
It feels like I've been with you for eternity, baby.
No, probably like five.
Good answer.
Yeah,
good answer.
Probably, we've been married almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And together for how long?
Six.
When did the baby come? How long y'all was together before you got pregnant?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, because it sounded like off the first rip, you got impregnated.
Nah, it was a little bit like that. after about 6 months of us dating, I proposed to her, and about 2 months later, we found out we were pregnant with
twins. Oh, that's not bad.
No, with twins. With twins.
Nah, but I thought like you got pregnant, and he was like, you were already engaged.
Oh, no. I was in a relationship. Oh. And he came in and tried to be my friend and then tried to fuck my relationship up.
I didn't. I never tried to fuck a relationship.
Yeah,
no,
fuck that
of course
nigga.
Not.
Exactly.
Listen, I would be that kind of guy. The guy thought I was trying to push up on her, and I was just being a nice, friendly.
But and now look, now y'all are married. So he had every right to believe.
I mean, listen, I didn't know he was clairvoyant and stuff. Like,
can I ask you, got engaged in 6 months?
6 months. I knew it.
Had you been married before?
Never.
Wow.
Never.
No,
before I got with her, I already knew that I was looking for something. And I met her and I was like, this is exactly what I'm looking for.
What was it? Tell us.
Tell me.
I mean, first I needed somebody to make me laugh. Like, I'm a big goofball, so I need the same
thing.
So
you said, let me find a comedian.
Yeah, listen. And that was crazy because I hang around a lot of comedians anyway. And yeah, so.
We all looking at you like, this bitch better be funny for this bitch.
I'm over here.
The pressure is on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, God damn.
But nah, she was sweet. She understood. We both came in with children, so she understood that whole dynamic with your other child. And, you know, she was my best friend right off rip. So.
He's never been this nice. It's only because
I'm not
here.
Listen, it's three women. I got to make
Well, listen, not only that. So my icebreaker questions, though, are going to get spicy.
Oh, that's
And I want y'all to tell on each other, okay?
Okay, one more cute question.
Oh, no.
Before I get messy.
Oh, no.
You said that you both had children, and that was the second thing you said. Do you think that when you're looking for somebody and you have kids, that it's better to date another partner with children?
It depends on what you're trying to do.
It depends on who they was fucking for you got there.
That's right.
I don't know who I want to deal with if I'm going to deal with you too. Like, I'm going to have to take both of y'all into account. I don't know about that.
Well, if someone's having like wants a long lasting relationship, do you think it'd be better if a parent dates a parent?
It depends. Like, we had older children. I think when you have younger children, it makes it a little harder because you got to be with them 24/7. Yep. But when you got older children, it's like, oh, you can still
it'd be like
make a
kids.
Relationship. Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, oh, y'all can make food, right? Y'all
honestly, I can
leave y'all home alone. You know what I mean?
But honestly, the first thing I wanted was not a woman with a child. And she just ended up being that dope. So it was like, all right, fuck it. We're going to do this. So.
All right. Well, let's see how dope she is.
Nice.
After we get into these questions, I did take these from a card game Last Couple Standing. And this is from the pack where COVID happened.
Okay.
So these are specific to questions that y'all would probably ask each other if y'all were just chilling by yourselves. We're going to start with the ones for her.
Gotcha.
I checked these.
Oh, I'm ready.
Is there anything that your partner does sexually that you dislike, but you let him do it anyway?
Oh, I told him. It's when he's eating, like, he forgets the clit is there. He's like, no, you want to be all
so
around.
So what else is he eating?
He just, everything else around. He's like, oh, we teasing it. That's what y'all like. And I'm like, you don't know.
You don't see it.
It's waving at you
can
right
speak,
there.
Though? But can I speak? Can I speak?
Oh, God.
I know the clit is there. I know my job, but I like the taste of vagina. Like, I like to be up in it.
You like the juice.
That ain't got shit to do with
you know,
it.
Just got to let it be my next gold tea. You know, it's just...
That ain't got shit
that's
to do
my
with
thing.
Me.
I know that's right.
You don't like your pussy devoured.
No, clit focused. Yeah, like, I want to actually participate, too. I want to have fun, too, instead of sitting there and be like, well, he's enjoying this. Like, this for me. You for me.
He said he just want to slurp you, not really eat
you. You know what's
you.
A crazy thing about you saying that? I feel like so few women can say that their man enjoys eating their pussy.
Really?
Really?
Like, yeah. Why do we all say?
I love you.
We all like this. No. Yeah. I think like most women, they feel like they have to beg for it. A lot of people with head. Men say the same too. I mean, we're talking to dick suckers in the room, right? So it's like, all right, obviously we like it. But yeah, we always get home where it's like, how do I get my partner to do this? How do I get them to be better? And you talking about this nigga devours your pussy and you're like, ugh.
I've heard so, but that's probably my problem is that everybody I've come in contact with is like, yeah, I love doing that. Why won't you let me do it more? And I'm like, just know what you're doing.
Damn, what kind of 6 month puff cake pretty pussy is that?
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know what happened before. Like, I was in a relationship for 7 years before that.
Mm.
And it was something that he thought was fun and he did it too. And then I got him.
Did he do it better than me?
Wow, that's,
look at you asking. I'm sorry. Actually, wait.
Right, Mandy, you had another question.
I was like, you had another question. That is the next question. Is sex with him your best sex?
Yeah, because it's legal and.
Wait, what?
Shit.
Y'all are married?
Yeah. And it's
like you're going to jail.
It's emotion. I mean, it's intimate. Like, you know, it feels different when you're connected. Like, it feels like
mm-hmm. So you were with someone for 7 years and it wasn't intimate or connected.
What happened was my life is blurry before I got to this state. You know what I mean?
It's a little amnesia.
It's a little, thank you. I forgot everything that happened before him. Like, this is my life now. So, yes, this is the best in my life that I've had with him.
Good answer, for real.
I know it.
Big ass nigga. Right. Best thing in my life.
Now I want to ask you two questions.
All right.
What is something you've seen your partner do that you wish you can unsee?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. Kissing my baby after she, like...
Hey, all right.
And it surprised me. It surprised me because we were doing what we do, and I'm finished, and the baby started crying, like, immediately she runs out the room.
And, the fuck up?
Yo, I could tell you exactly when, too. They were like 6 months at this time, and we ran into the room.
Damn.
And I walk out like, is the baby okay? And she's kissing him. Oh, baby. Like, oh, shit.
No, he...
I mean, technically, it needed you.
Nah,
right?
Man.
Or it's like kissing a sibling.
Nah,
it's kind of like
the
same thing.
Too much protein for babies ain't good.
No, not kissing mm-mm. the sibling.
It's not the same.
No, it's
not
the sibling that ain't making, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You
just
forget that. Nah,
like, an honor.
You know what? But Yeah.
He the one that sends me in there to take care of the baby.
Yeah, but you had to kiss the baby, man.
Why? Because She just took your other baby.
Yeah, listen, those babies don't even know they there.
She them swallowed
babies
them
new.
Things.
The babies knew. The other babies fighting for their fucking
you know
life.
I mean?
Okay, last question. This one gets us a little bit more kinkier.
Okay.
When she takes the number two, what does it smell like?
Oh.
And would you do scat play if she requested it?
Not at all. Not
that's,
at all.
Nope, that's a hard, nah, hard
that's,
no
that's
for you?
That's a hard no.
Really? Nah. Even though y'all are married now, what if she really woke up one day, y'all are life partners, y'all are going to be together forever, and she's like, baby, I came across this video and I really want to shit on you.
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask why she's talking like that. Like, what happened to you? Second, I'm like, hell no. Like, you can leave if you need to. I can't deal with that.
Damn, not leave. Break up
listen,
with you.
I, mean, I don't know how much shit. She want to shit on
or
me.
Or just you say no. Like, would you let her shit on another nigga?
Oh.
Now, that's a good question. Honestly, I probably would. I probably would.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm a jackass, and that would be hilarious to me.
Oh, wait. So you would have to be in the room and watch?
You goddamn right. She can't just tell me she shit on a nigga.
You know what do you think it could lead to?
Who knows, man?
Like, well, you shitting on other niggas now? Like, you didn't want
I
want
to be there. Like, oh, shit. Look at her. She cocked up. Oh, that's crazy.
What? Yeah. I ain't know you're going to say that. Every time I think of somebody shitting on someone, it's so crazy how, like, some of the wildest things you've ever seen are ingrained in your brain. I think of two girls in one cup and how her ass just exploded.
Oh.
It's just completely, like, no, I can't.
It was giving Taco Bell. It was giving Mexican. It was giving lactose, and they just went to serendipity. It was giving that. Okay?
I literally had Carvel last night. This is fucking with me.
Wait, you had Carvel in your room though, right?
Like chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. As long as it's in your room and a toilet is nearby.
Oh no! I was. Oh shit. Maybe it's okay. No.
I can't even eat motherfucking regular ice cream.
Oh anymore. No. Like,
lactose?
No.
Shit. But I'm not lactose, but like, let's just say I shit a lot. But I did go on a date where he was like, oh, like, let's go get some ice cream or whatever. And when we did, I was like, I want to just be a little healthy. Let me just do like a gelato. Because I was like, bitch, you won't be shit.
Does gelato still have milk? I think
no. It's milk and eggs.
It's still milk. It's definitely not eggs. She would have died.
I mean, a gelato that I've had are like sorbet.
Sorbet.
Like,
okay. Like, yeah. Sorbet.
Okay,
sorbet.
Okay, yeah.
Sorbet. All right.
Just a little sorbet.
Well, this week's Vanilla Shit, if you guys are listening for the first time because you came over and wanted to see the beautiful couple of And Then We Had Sex, we do a segment where we talk about sex in the news. This one came across my timeline and I was rather disturbed, and I don't become disturbed quite often. So the headline for this is that a woman says she lets her mother and sister sleep with her husband.
This girl was originally known for just her mom. It was a TikTok that went around.
Okay.
And then when I saw the sister come in, I was like, what the
fuck? So she is famous on TikTok. Her handle is BrookeMacklin213. That's right. Of course, she's a white. She shows her mom in one of the clips under the caption, "My life, don't judge, #swinger, #hotmom," and says, "Me and my mom are both swingers, and it's great. You know why? Because when I'm not in the mood, I can just let my husband have her. This is my mom. Yeah, I let my hubby have her a couple times a week, and I'm that kind of wife." She also added that her sister has joined in on the fun and said, "You want to know how I keep my man happy? I let him play with my sister."
No, bitch, we don't want to know, but you done gave it.
So, yeah. So I wanted to kind of talk with you guys about this because I think it's wild, of course. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Her husband looks Latino. And like,
yes, he does. He's definitely a POC.
I'm just like a little confused because I just kind of feel like, aren't they like really close to their families? Latino?
Look,
do we have the volume up for this?
Yeah, sure. Hold on once again.
Oh my God.
In that kind of life.
Yeah.
You want to know how I keep my man happy? Yeah. I let him play with my little sister.
Oh,
yeah, that sounds
that's
crazy.
I'm that kind of life.
I almost thought that was the
not my little sister and not her looking all of 17 years old.
I thought that was
my mom.
No, she looks. Yeah, she looks.
I thought that was the mom because
I'm that kind of life.
Okay, yeah, we don't have to hear it over and over again. I'm
okay. Click on the other video. Click on her.
Yeah.
Let's that in.
Okay.
Yeah, she has.
Yo, look at the mom.
This is the video.
The mom actually. Yep.
Yo, the mom can get it though.
I'm yeah, okay.
The right. mom like, looks good.
If she passed off the mom, she'd be like, I mean, I'll do
it. Yeah, I'm that kind of wife.
Okay. Oh, it's, he's also not giving Latina anymore. He's just giving a tatted white.
Nah.
A tatted
with
white.
A tan.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, right.
He's giving a tatted white with a tan.
I don't know what it is.
Right? You feel me?
Her mom is pretty.
It, yeah, what's
her
crazy,
mom,
is,
her mom like a little hug.
What's crazy, yeah, is what I don't like about this is it's not giving swinger, it's giving incest.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, right. Absolutely.
Like, so I hate the I don't know, the correlation between a certain lifestyle that goes against something that's not, like, having sex with your sister and your mom is way different. Or even, well, I guess she's not having sex with them, is she? She's just letting her partner.
We don't know. She might come out with another.
I'll be honest with you, the way that, like, he was touching her mother in front of her and touching the sister, like, I feel like she'd want to watch. I just got that vibe that they're sick.
Okay.
And then you're, like, exploiting it, like...
That's making me feel a lot worse about kissing my kids after I'm sucking. That's all I can think about right now.
It's
like,
weird.
God.
Yeah, no.
Oh, by the way, if you've never, I'm not going to tell you how this matters, but watch the movie Old Boy. I am obsessed with Squid Games and have started getting into Korean film. So I've asked a bunch of weird niggas that I know, like, what's the best Korean shit?
Why?
Because it's weird nigga shit. Weird niggas know weird shit. Old Boy is one of the best Korean films apparently made of all time. Not going to say how it correlates, just fucking watch it.
Yeah, just watch it.
But now we got to see how it correlates.
I was about to say, now I'm scared.
I know you do, so watch it. You got to, like, pirate
okay,
it.
But do they dub it, or do I got to read?
No, you got to read.
Oh, no, I ain't reading shit. You didn't. When I watch movies, if I want to read, I'll read a book.
You can watch it with a dub.
Are you serious? You didn't watch Squid Games with subtitles?
With it, they dubbed it, and they did a great job dubbing it.
Yeah, but don't you want to hear the actors, like...
No, I don't know them niggas. I don't care about how they sound in real life.
Oh, they didn't. So I, like, dubbed it when I was cleaning the house because I wanted to watch it again.
Dubbed great.
Terrible. The old women had young voices. Like, you gotta listen to the shit when they're like, oh, no, no.
They're Korean. Their voices be different anyway.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Dub that shit. If I want to read, I'll read a book.
Didn't Drea say some dumb shit like this when she was, and everybody got on her ass?
And they could get on it. So this ain't dumb shit. I don't want to watch. I don't want to read a movie. Who reads a movie? I want to watch
a
movie.
A lot of people globally. We have the biggest fucking film market in the world.
And they're weird. I think it's weird to watch some subtitle ass shit.
I did Passion of the Christ, and I think that's where I ended.
And you know that came out when I was 9? Passion of the Christ.
I got to stop right there.
Like
Passion of the Christ.
It wasn't the...
My bad.
Wait, they didn't speak English at all in that movie?
No.
Nah.
What did they speak?
They didn't tell me that. They didn't tell me that when I got there, though.
What did they speak in that movie?
I'll tell you right now. In the Passion of the Christ, they speak
it wasn't
the language
Spanish.
Of... What the... Aramaic.
Aramaic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aramaic.
Yeah. Oh.
Not Aramaic, Latin, Hebrew. That's a lie.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's in.
Yeah.
Aramaic. Okay. Yeah. Well,
isn't it crazy? I just looked at it, said box office made $30 million.
No. Like, the budget was $30 million. It made $612
million. Oh.
Yes.
Wow. There you go. I was thinking, like, don't podcasters get that now? Like,
yeah, that's not that was their budget. They made $612
million. Not the Jesus
million.
Movie making only $30 million.
That's a lot. No, that's a high budget, but that they definitely got that return. No, I don't, but yeah, no, I don't.
Can you imagine
I won't
them fighting for that budget? Like, we're going to give you guys 10. It's the Lord. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm sure Black Jesus had a way lower budget than 30 mil. Oh,
Black Jesus got a movie?
The season. They did a few seasons of Black Jesus.
Oh, right. She means from Comedy Central.
Yeah. Right. You know.
Fucking love Black
Jesus. Hello.
Yeah, okay. Wait, bitch. Hold on.
What if you compare
that shit to the Passion of Christ?
Hey, listen.
It's still Jesus.
To be honest.
I was like, damn, who played him? I was really.
To be honest, I only seen Passion of Christ like a half a time.
Not
like Jesus,
you
I mean
crazy.
All of the seasons.
I did not realize.
Twice, man.
I thought Mandy was talking about some film that like came out with like Sundance. No, I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
That'd be an interesting Sundance film.
You know, I would watch it at Sundance. All right, well, let's get into our hors d'oeuvre. The hors d'oeuvre. Don't look at me like this. I get really fed up. And people see you looking like, you know we're on YouTube? They see how you look at me, Weezy.
Yeah, I don't care.
Shit. Well, the hot deal for this week, which is the sex tip, which, by the way, I want to ask you guys. We are talking about role-playing ideas. However, I wanted to get out of the norm.
Okay.
Because, of course, there is teacher, student. There is professor, student. There is the stranger you meet at the bar.
Wait, what's teacher, professor, student?
They're different. Professors get paid more. Professor, you're an adult. Teacher, student. Makes me think of high school. It's just weird. Okay? What? There is a difference. Yeah, there is a difference.
Are we going to do teacher, student? No, professor, student tonight.
Their salary is much, much higher.
I want to be a UCLA professor.
See?
UBL Woods.
See what I mean? See what I mean? There's, what is it? The police officer and the other, I guess, if the...
What, I got
who,
one.
Who are you if you get...
The criminal?
There we go.
I got one.
Okay, you got one? Well, I wanted to read these the off. Other. This comes from Best Life Online. I wanted to give three that I came across that I thought were very interesting.
Well, you couldn't even get three normal ones, man.
Bitch, how you gonna hold you? I didn't know who the other people was.
Doctor, patient. I would say teacher,
doctor,
student,
nurse, too.
Cop, yeah. And like the criminal or what's another
Or you
one?
Could do the inmate prisoner. Prisoner and the CO. God damn, there's all these words. Okay, they mean the same. And I just be getting confused. The people in the prison,
prisoner
bitch.
Prisoner and CO is real.
The, right?
That one.
Prisoner that one sounds hotter.
Oh.
You know why it sounds hotter? Because they'd probably really be
well,
funny.
Well, I'm also not going to make this uncomfortable for you, but I am. It's because fine. I watch
why?
Gay porn.
Were you an inmate or a CO?
I've seen.
You've seen what?
Seen it.
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
Nothing. I'm nothing.
No?
Mm-mm.
Wait, what do you do for work? Are you a CO?
No. I'm good.
You good? Okay, because I was going to talk about my gay porn video, that there really was a CO fucking a prisoner, and it was so sexy.
Now she said there really was, like they had a candid camera.
No, it was in like a real cell. I was like, how do you pull this off?
Oh, shit.
And I don't know if they like built the scene or something, but it looked real.
I'm going to guess that they built it, Mandy.
I didn't know porn budgets were that high.
I do know somebody that was fucking in the prison, so.
Wait, a man?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Was he straight?
They put their pussy up on the bars, they said.
He was straight.
He was straight outside of jail, huh?
Fucking the CO.
Wait, the CO was a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Oh, this doesn't make it as fun.
He was fucking a lot of...
How did I make it as fun? I'm going to be real with you, bitch, because you know I love a little hood, nigga.
If I was a CO, I would fuck all the prisoners.
There was like a big meech type nigga in there, and I knew he was going to get out or I could still get paid either way.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. I'm putting my ass on the glass. What you mean?
Bruh.
Why not? He's deprived.
What if he killed somebody? Mm. I would only fuck the people that
I'm
was in there for like selling
OJ.
Guns or something.
Don't kill that pussy.
Like an innocent person. If it was like a big meech person. You don't think that nigga killed nobody?
Maybe he didn't get his hands dirty.
Oh, God.
I like coke dealer type niggas,
she
okay?
She said she's fucking El Chapo.
I'm not saying I like murder niggas. I like coke dealer type niggas. I like big chains, jewelry. You know what I'm saying? I like when they have dude boys around because they ain't too busy.
I just need you to know.
For real, because I used to fuck like weed dealers. But they be having a lot of shit going on. If you fuck with a coke dealer, they ain't as busy. They got like time on their hands.
Yeah, they got somebody running for them.
Yeah. That's the type of nigga I like.
You know the drug game takes lives, right?
Okay, first of all, we've purchased drugs from dealers before, so who am I to judge?
Oh my God, I'm not dealing with you, bro.
Don't deal with me, deal with the dealer, huh?
I told you the nigga I was fucking with was only dealing guns.
Deal or not
I can
deal.
Do that.
That's, wait, but dealing guns what? Is different.
Yo.
He dealt
wait,
guns.
That's wait. Different.
Oh, is that dangerous?
That's way
dangerous.
Worse.
Wait, that was worse?
Yeah.
It's material.
Guns?
It's a gun.
That shoot, bang, bang.
They dealing what's going to kill you anyway. That's going to kill you. But
right, you might make it through a coke binge, but you ain't going to make it through the bullet.
It was for hunters.
Oh.
They were getting deer.
That's what I told you to say. He prepped you really well. I like that. I like that.
He prepped you really well. Now, Becky, look at me. If they come through here, you say, right, cattle.
Yeah,
repeat. Write it down so we all know what's
you
going on.
You see El Chapo wife talking about? She said, "I ain't never seen nothing happen." And a side bitch told,
"I know." Oh wow,
side bitch.
That's why
she said she had no idea what he did for a living.
That's hilarious.
She was, I don't know nothing. I never seen nothing. Never, never. He tell me.
But when you see the movies, that is what they tell their partners to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to tell you what's going on because it'll make you guilty.
Yeah.
That's real.
So that's real. All right. So here are three role playing ideas that take you out of the norm.
Okay.
So one, this one is called Under Your Spell. What about a role play scene in which there's the hypnotist and the hypnotized? The latter is no longer in control of his actions or her actions. And even though the hypnotized party is just pretending to be under the hypnotist's power, playing out the scenario is perfect for those looking to push their own personal boundaries and to potentially get over inhibitions, even if temporarily. Mm. So that's an idea.
I like that. Mm.
Teach me everything you know. This is the other one. Mm. Even if you and your partner have both been around the block a time or two, assume the roles of someone who is sexually inexperienced and someone who has sexually some special techniques to share.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, I was about to say, that sounds like fun. That sounds fun.
This scenario is an opportunity to rewrite your sexual history and recapture or create the exciting thrill of first time over and over again. Mm. The last one, this one I chose because it's me. This one is called In the Name of Science. What, Eden? I don't like the sound bites over there, bro.
Nothing, just...
One of you is conducting important research on sexual responses and recording the kinds of stimuli that provoke the strongest reactions. Oh, shit. The other is a study subject who has to submit to the rigors of science.
The what?
Rigors.
Nah, I don't know if I could do that one.
Me neither.
I like that one, right?
I like what you love
it. I mean, bring out all the tools.
Let me put your cum in a petri dish. Like, what do you do?
I mean, I feel like I kind of did this when I went to the dungeon and I had electro play.
Oh, okay.
So I like he put the electro play tool in my pussy and took notes. He didn't take notes, but he controlled like the
girl. That was just science being used to like.
So
that was
he could have acted like he was taking notes and being a scientist. He could have.
Electroplay scares the fuck out of me.
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know why.
It did at first. So we bartered. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I'll do the electroplay if I could put your dick in a cock cage.
Oh.
And
it's didn't tell that part of the story because you always bring up the electroplay.
Oh yeah. So I put him in a chastity belt in order for him to do the electroplay on me.
Wow. Wait, he was wearing it when he did it?
Mm-hmm.
You would want that.
How white was he?
When have I ever been with a white man? I don't take like crackers, I only eat them.
Wow.
I do. And it's fall, so I can't wait to put it in my chili.
Doesn't that sound like role playing? It's not, I want to put your cracker.
I want a cracker in my chili. But yeah, no. And then I also did an electro play when I went to Orlando. I went to a dungeon and I was suspended in bondage. And one person flogged me and the other person like actually like zapped me with electro.
Wow. So
and where did they zap you?
That it was on the areas that was left out. Oh, so shit. Like, I want to say like my arms and my ribs and my thighs.
Maybe thighs.
Yeah, it was fun. So
you're too ticklish. Man.
Have you guys ever role played with each other?
We had a tickle guy last week.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
We talked about tickling.
Like, even little sensual, like, hand. Some of that stuff just kind of gets me. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I can't do tickling at all.
A nice touch.
I told you. I choose violence. Don't tickle.
No. It's got to be a firm. You got to do this.
Have you guys ever role played with each other? And if so, in what capacity?
Man. Honestly, role playing is something that we've tried a couple of times, but we never get like fully through.
You can't get into character, sis.
I am it's weird because like I'm a freak when I'm a freak, but like the lead up, the storyline, like I'm like, yo, nigga, this is you. I can't. This is you.
I can't do the storyline
like,
either.
You're not a teacher.
I'm a really bad like actress. I did a short film recently, and the writer even was like, I just made the part like you because like you're gonna laugh and all. All my lines were like me flirting with the nigga. Like, damn, what's up with you?
I can't get through none of this shit.
Yeah, she's
I have like a scenario that I want to happen, but I don't even know. Like, you'd have to surprise
me. Okay, what is it?
Let's talk about it.
You get
right. Scenario. All right.
And he breaks in.
Well, bitch, is she? Yes.
You said you'd have to surprise me.
Well,
that's
no,
why.
This is what I want. I want to get robbed. Somebody breaks in and I have to fuck them to keep my family safe. because I don't have money and I don't, I can fight, but if it's like a big nigga, like it's like, oh, I got is my pussy. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, just take it. Take it all. I don't know. But I want that to happen.
Every
to me.
Whole fucking kid.
Like, ah, what do you want? Like,
I'll even give you my boot hole.
Like, ah, just for the night. Just for the night. Please, just take it. And I've told him about that before, but it's like, you got to sneak in. You got to get me. But I usually know when he come home and shit, so I can't do it. But I want that to happen.
That is funny.
She is so serious. She wants to save the family with her pussy. It's ridiculous.
I've been thinking about it for years.
You might be like little Brooke McKelvin. What's her name?
Nah, I don't want to fuck my family, but I want to, like, I want the robber to come in. Just hopefully it's not a cousin, and then I can fuck him, and then my family be safe.
You know, mine's not the same, but I used to have this, like, I wanted to be a stripper fantasy.
Yeah.
And I like have dreams. I'm going to say this happens a couple times a year where I have dreams of being a stripper and I got to like fuck for money. And it's like,
strippers don't always fuck for money. You got to say escort.
No, no, but I'm stripping and then they like pick me out and I sell my pussy.
Bro.
That's part of it for you.
She said she's going straight to Tootsie.
She said a couple times a year.
She said, serious.
Let me know we're going to club where I
only have to do all the time.
Let me go to a club where I make more money with my pussy.
Yeah. But I have to because for my family.
We got to say.
I'd be like, oh, well,
oh wait, you sucking dick in the strip club too?
Bro, it's a whole thing, the Boom Boom Room. Oh, that's my Chromecast name, my TV name.
You giving it up.
Boom Boom Room TV.
Now, are you sucking the dick with a condom or not?
Man.
Like, it's life or death, though.
Wait, like, I just had to think about it.
It's life or death, though.
I've never really done it, but I mean, if
you're a hoe, you're not just going to be sucking random dick. What if, like, a nigga that look like Trump go in there?
Then he got money.
I think that means no condom.
I've never really thought about, like, sucking. Like, obviously, I'd use it for penetration, but I never really thought about it. Well, in my fantasy, I'm bareback.
Bruh. You know what?
All right. And in the fantasy, I'd be saying, like, oh, my God, I can't. Consensual, non-consensual in my dream.
Don't do it, please.
What? Am I sick?
Yeah, you're sick. No. You're just a little sick.
You want to fuck in a Spider-Man outfit.
Did I?
And be a Ninja Turtle or some shit.
I said Ninja Turtle. I knew you was wrong. I ain't say Spider-Man. I want to do the Ninja Turtle.
But you considered it.
I
don't think I would be in the Spider-Man costume.
So which is more wild? You telling a nigga that you have a fantasy of being fucked in a Ninja Turtle costume or me saying, oh yeah, I want to be a stripper and, like, you know, strip for you and, like, act like a little hoe?
I just think I really like the word, the name Leonardo. Like, I just want to, like, you know, I just
so
really.
So is Jeff Bezos, girl.
I know, clearly. I just want to scream Leonardo. Mm.
Oh, God.
And then we can go get pizza afterwards. Like, I really thought this through. Okay. No?
Okay. When you come, do you say cowabunga?
You know what? Shit. Now you
it's
took
a good
it too
safe
far.
Word for you. Oh,
maybe that would be the safe word. I like that being the safe word.
That's great.
Well, I wanted to get into our horrible decision now for this week. Because you guys have been married for 2 years, together for four, so six total, correct? Did I do that math right, or did it?
Married for four.
Four, yeah. Together for six.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Give me my other 2 years.
They blending together.
He still ain't robbed me yet, but God damn it. I've been in this marriage for 4 years. So one of the videos that I saw on your page, that came from one of your podcast episodes, was where you decided to ask him this brave question of how many people has he, what is the most people he has had sex with in one day? And his response, could you go ahead and share with the audience, please?
Three. Yeah.
And that is not a threesome. That is not a foursome. These are all at different times.
But I washed my dick with, like, you know, baby wipes.
I don't believe you.
All right.
Yeah.
That was like a
I was ready.
Thing. I believe this.
I mean, because I've done
the
two guys.
The person you did baby wipe and the third you were just.
No. I was worried about my hygiene and I wanted to come in there.
You were you? You didn't want to smell like pussy.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
Your hygiene and not her pH. That's what the fuck you're worried about.
Right. Wow. That part.
I ain't know about that back then.
I mean, the first, second, and third, like, tell us about that. Was your cum weaker?
What I do remember is the second time I barely nutted, and then the third time I nutted more than any time that day.
Probably because you were, like, thinking about the other times of the day and how nasty it was.
That I don't remember, but I know it was good.
Did you tell any of them that they were like,
yo, the second one knew it was good. The second one knew it was
the
good.
The second one knew that you had already fucked someone.
She
that
was a hoe too, so you know.
All right.
Two hoes can talk together.
That's kind of hot.
A little bit.
Right?
Was, I don't want to admit.
And she was, but, and yeah, she was older than me, so she never really like judged me or anything like that.
Like, you got some pussy earlier, I fucked a nigga too.
Okay. Yeah, I can dig it.
We had a really good relationship. We had that for years. Like, me.
Oh, that's okay. The one you fucked in the restaurant when her husband was also at the restaurant?
No, that was different.
Okay.
That was different. So now we're going to get into it. The horrible decision for this week.
Excuse me, say what?
So,
what kind of restaurant was it?
Wait, I want to get into it.
Logan's Steakhouse.
Logan's with the peanuts on the floor?
Yeah,
you nutted on the floor.
It was in the bathroom, but yeah.
She had
a fantasy of being in the bathroom and somebody walking in and fucking her. So I did that.
But so you did her fantasy, but you can't do your wife's fantasy? Is that what we doing?
I was a young.
Did
you know it was going to happen that day? I knew.
I was, oh man. She was like, so what's going to happen? We're going to sit down. What she wanted me to do was bring my actual girlfriend that I was with at the time. Woo! She wanted me to bring her to the restaurant and then walk off. So that's what I did.
This is kind of hot and fucked up.
It was me and my girlfriend. We came into the restaurant. Her and her colleague had came in at the restaurant as well. They walked past us. I get scared. I'm like, oh nah, it's crazy. So I see her walk off to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom. We fuck for a couple of minutes. I know I didn't nut. She may have nutted. I don't remember, but all I remember is coming back to the table and her and the guy, her colleague, actually moving up closer to me and my girlfriend just to be an ass. Like, and we sat there and I was like, yo, if I get caught, it was worth it.
I can't even get robbed.
It was worth
That's
it.
That's kind of hot at the same time. At first it sounded bad, but then it's like, ooh.
Nah, it was.
Right.
It was what it was, man. But I was in college though. Like, I was experimenting. It was one of the first times I was having sex. Like, it was amazing, man.
Did you tell your girlfriend you were taking a shit or something?
Nah, I just said I gotta go to the bathroom. And she was good with it. It was.
So you told her you had to do the number two? How long?
No,
was
I didn't
you
tell. I didn't tell her anything like that. She was just like, you took a long time. I was like, yeah. She did not.
You like, you know, the food ain't that good.
Did you ever tell her?
Like, hell no.
If she's watching this episode right now, will she know what? Because how often did you go to Logan's?
We didn't go often. We didn't go often, so okay. She would know. Yeah. She would know. She was, damn. Wow. You know, I didn't think about that.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, I mean, she married with a child now.
She definitely know who she is now.
Yeah, right. She know who she is now. So I wanted, because you sat there and listened to this, the horrible decision for this week is oversharing your sexual past.
Yes.
Only because even in my last relationship, I shared a lot.
Yeah. Mm.
I shared a lot of what I did with other people, with other guys, sexually, non-sexually, just kind of what my sexual life was like prior to being with him. And I wanted to ask the two of you before getting together, how much that conversation was had and if oversharing you think is a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
He shared a lot.
Okay.
In the beginning. And then at first I wasn't like, I felt like I'm supposed to not be okay with this. Like, I felt like I was supposed to have an attitude, but I really didn't care as much as I thought I did. So I would have arguments with him all the fucking time. Like, oh, so that must be the bitch that you did this with. And this is the bitch that you did this with. But then as it went on, we started having more conversations. And then he knew I was bi. And then we started finding out we both wanted to go out and go venture out and do little shit. And then I was like, oh, so the whole time I won't even that mad at you about all the exploits that you talked about.
Wait a second,
before.
Not you being a hoe leading to find out she like women and now y'all can just bring women.
So for real, like we can, if like, we're both okay. Now I don't care.
I wanted to make sure when we first got together that she wasn't worried about anything about my past she might have heard about. Because
everybody knew about
it. Yeah, where we're from, everybody kind of knew.
Where are you from?
In Virginia Beach. And he was like, he did radio, he did all that shit, and everybody knew him.
So what's your relationship status now? Are you guys open? You monogamous or?
Swing adjacent.
Okay.
Well, how do you describe swing adjacent?
Well, honestly, it's the idea of swinging. Well, we haven't really got into it too much. You know, we're still.
We've done threesomes and shit like that, but we haven't. I don't know completely if he's okay with me fucking a dude yet.
Are you?
I don't know yet.
But it's okay to know. I really like that both of y'all are just like, I don't know. Cause I think a lot of times, even we talk about it with a lot of the swingers or sex club couples or people like, Holly and Dollar, they called their relationship customized.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have an answer. You don't have a bucket that you fall in because you really don't know. I know when I went to the sex club, like, we kind of went in loosely with boundaries because I didn't know what I would like and what I wouldn't like. Mm-hmm. And we just both had to be open to being upset, but talking about it.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, nothing that happens in here will break us up, but if something is a boundary or something you don't like, let's be okay to talk about it after.
Right.
Yeah. And acknowledge each other's feelings, I think, is also very important as well.
Well, that kind of happened. I'm sorry, not to cut.
No, go ahead.
That kind of happened when we went to the sex club for the first time.
Oh, let's hear about it.
because I guess.
Which one was? Where
was it?
This was in Virginia.
It was a party.
It was a party. We went there. Real chill. The atmosphere was cool. We get up to the floor where everything starts popping and nobody's doing anything. So I'm like, baby, we got to do something. We got to get this popping.
Not y'all wanted to.
Yeah.
I was like, we got to start the party.
Like that's what it was.
Yeah, I got to start the party.
So we saw engaging and everything and we're enjoying ourselves and this dude comes over. This dude comes over with his dick out and he's jerking it and he's saying something to her. And immediately in my mind, I'm like, whoa, I don't know how I feel.
That doesn't sound consensual. That doesn't sound like sexual behavior.
It was really.
He was like, touch my dick. And in my head, I kept telling him, I was like, I think I found a boundary. I think I found it. I think that's it right there. He was just like, I was like, no.
Wow. When you said no, did he at least walk away?
He walked away.
Yeah, okay. It took like two times. But it was just, I was like, I don't have no boundary. I'm in here to be free. I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want. And he was like, touch my dick. Touch my dick. I was like, nope, that's it. That's
you were interested right in there. Jacking someone off.
Maybe it was him.
Okay.
Very possible. Like, nah, I don't think I'm at that point.
But also, I think, too, like, that's too abrasive.
Yeah, it is.
That is.
I'm sorry you had that as a first experience.
He literally just walked up to me and it was just like him right here.
And with his dick out.
Dick was all
mind
out.
You, I'm fucking him at the time. I'm sitting on him. And like,
he's
in
like,
a chair.
When he's coming to her, he's like in the middle, so.
Did it get better, though? Yeah. Like, did it get better?
I was real drunk, so to be honest, I don't know. Did it? You was awake for a lot of it.
Yeah, every room we went in, we started it. We started the party. But like I said, it was just those type of things. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if a dude came up to her, what I was going to be good or anything like that. But I'm very willing to find out, you know, and we have the type of relationship.
Trying to sell me out.
Nah, we have the type of relationship where we're super open, even in the moment. So if I'm not vibing, I know I'm comfortable and confident that if I say, baby, I ain't with that, then.
Are there things in both of your past that you haven't shared with each other because you feel as though it would somehow change the way the other person thinks of you or views you or even the dynamic of your current relationship?
I don't think so.
I think we talked about
way too much shit. Yeah, we've talked about a lot of shit.
Have you learned something about each other since you've started the pod? Like when you were...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, a couple of stories that he told me.
Like what?
Little shit. Like when he went to a massage parlor and he got violated and didn't like... It was... Yeah. I didn't know about that. Like little stuff like that is not anything like really serious like that I know. Have you found out anything about me?
Yeah, I found out that you were a hoe for a robber.
Oh,
you would hope for a robber.
That's different. Everything else, I think we've talked about before that. Like, people that I fuck.
Said, that's different. I want you to rob.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She wants you to be the robber.
I don't believe that.
You got the key to my house and pussy. Don't use it. That's don't use the key.
But yeah, we learn Break stuff in. Every day. I mean, because I think when you're in a relationship and you're talking about stuff, you don't really think, oh, let me mention this. Let me mention that. Let me mention this. But with the podcast, we get a chance to just talk free form and you'll say something. It's like, oh, shit, that happened. Oh, I remember this. You know, it's like a lot of my stories. I didn't remember until we started doing the show.
And oh, wow.
So she got a lot of stuff right there.
I did learn one thing. I learned one time that he had this woman say a poem she wrote while she was sucking his dick. That was funny.
Wait, not the poem we had here.
Wait, no. like literally saying a poem while she was sucking his dick. That was interesting. Yeah. But other
wait,
than that,
no, but you definitely couldn't understand anything she was saying.
No, right? No. She was a poet. She was good about it.
What was it like?
It
like,
was amazing. It was she. So we went. I was hosting his open mic.
Okay, just say what happened. Don't relive it.
No, I'm just saying.
God damn.
I was excited. So
it was amazing.
Hosting his open mic. I see her perform. She comes out afterward, and she's like, "Yo, you know, let's come to the crib. Like, I'll go to your house." I'm like, "All right, cool." But it wasn't on no sexual thing. It was just like, "I'm just gonna come over." Mm-hmm. She comes.
Why else would someone just come over?
I wasn't. I do that.
I wasn't thinking like that.
I want to smoke and
chill with a nigga. Yeah, exactly. I wasn't thinking like that. It was just what it was. She comes over and she's like, "Can I read you a poem?" I'm like, "Sure."
Sorry.
So she
that's
started,
funny. And then so at the same started, time, what you whispered in your ears said, "Touch my dick."
Not even. But she said, "I'm starting to get aroused and everything." And I'm like, "God
damn." What was the poem?
She was a. I don't know
man,
what the word
I
is.
I hope it wasn't the girl I had up here.
We asked someone.
Was her name Humble the Poet?
No.
Oh, shit.
Samaya.
The pussy poet.
No.
Oh, no.
Her, oh, I can't say her name.
No. Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah. Anyway, so she read the first poem. I'm hard. She sees that I'm fucking with myself, and she comes over.
So you were fucking with your dick while she was reading the poem.
Yeah.
But she just came over to read her poem.
Exactly. Listen, that's what I'm thinking.
She could have read another poem. She could have read another poem. She didn't have to read that one about the dick sucking.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
He's like, "You know, you had one about your childhood."
You know what I'm saying? So she sucked it, and she was like, "I'm gonna read you another one." And by reading, she wasn't like had the paper in her hand; like she knew the actual poem.
She was freestyling on a dick.
No, she wasn't free. These were good poems.
I'm sure they were.
Really?
The way she
it's the fact that he remembered that they were good poems.
They were good
poems. From his mouth to his dick.
Yo,
she was like, "I put on my jewelry just to suck my nigga."
Exactly.
Good times, man. Good times.
That sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah, until she wanted me to fuck, and then I was like, "I ain't trying to do that."
So wow. She read a poem on your dick, and you wouldn't even give her the dick?
First of all, I gave you a performance and a blowjob,
and I entertained
for
you
for free.
I get paid for this, and you couldn't even.
You seen the tip jar earlier, and you ain't even gonna fuck.
Wait, so did you at least leave her a tip then?
Was the poem better than the head?
Oh,
that's a no. No. She taught me some stuff that day.
Okay.
Like,
well, damn.
Like, look, right.
Oh, nah, sorry, baby. You'd be doing your thing too.
I ain't never taught him shit.
You ain't never.
Like what?
I never knew that you could nut and then get hard again. Like, she sucked my dick, I nutted, she swallowed it, kept sucking, I'm hard again, and she's sucking again.
Oh, yeah. My ex does that.
That was the first time that.
I don't think she taught you something more than like. Most people are used to men pushing them off
right
when they come.
But I try.
Like, there are a few things I've read about. I mean, it's worked sometimes for me. I think it's depending on the person.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it depends. If you're giving too much stimulation, you keep sucking at the tip. It's too sensitive. That's why men are like, stop. But it has to, like, fully go in your throat.
Or in your pussy. If you come at her pussy, pull out, and then just put it back in. And just stay in her pussy for a little bit, you'll grow again.
Oh yeah, no,
oh yeah, that's happened.
Yeah, I'd be liking that.
I like that. That's nice.
I like that. That's
man used to shade me so much for cream pies.
I literally have been with the same guy for the last year and a half.
Nigga, what
and
about
did nothing
me?
Else.
Hello.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
She was like, "This is disgusting. We got a new girl in here, y'all." Mandy was like, "Yeah, I like it when you put it right back in." I'm like, "It sounds like a cream pie."
Maybe because I'm not calling it a cream pie, he would come and just say, go back in and be hard again.
Yeah, that's
it's not like way. I was like waiting for it to ooze out of my coochie. I'm like, now he's just using his cum as lube.
Right.
Which
but
is,
the cream pie idea is just, yeah, it's just.
So cream pie, like I think, it's just to come in your
yeah,
butt.
It's not like he's coming and then I'm pushing it out to see the cream ooze out. And like,
I actually don't think
that's
that
what
way.
I think about
a cream pie just means someone comes at me in my head.
Oh, see, in my mind, it's the whole act of I'm coming and then I'm pushing it out and it's a cream pie on my pussy.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking of the. On pies, you see the filling. Like, I'm thinking of a pie. Right. You looking at a pie like a custard, the apple pie.
That's funny because I think of a donut hole.
You're thinking of a, you getting Krispy Kreme, bitch.
An open hole.
She getting Krispy Kreme. She got the Boston cream donut.
You're getting Twinkie.
I'm,
a cream pie is on the top. You getting Boston cream pie.
First of all, you know
pie.
I have an egg allergy. I do not do Boston cream pie.
I mean, that's basically what it is. Well, you know what? I'm not listening to you anymore.
Anyway, by the way, speaking of that, some dumbass nigga told me once, Jesus. And I'll never forget it. And I was so turned off. He was like, you got an egg allergy, right? He was like, can you still? And I was like, dude, don't say it.
What okay, so fuck? Here's my question, though. I do have a question. Because we is, you know, around the holiday season, and deviled eggs go with the meals. You feel me? Eggs is in the mac and cheese. There's a lot of things with eggs.
Eggnog.
If a man eats a lot of eggs.
Can't kiss me even.
Wow.
But will it be in his sperm?
No, I don't think that
happens. Could you get an allergic reaction?
I'm allergic to the protein in egg yolk and egg whites, right? So I don't know if it comes out of their dick, but I mean, the only reason I remember this is my dad used to kiss me goodbye when I was a kid, and he always ate eggs, and it would always be a rash on my cheek. I thought it was his beard. And then I've been out with dudes that have eaten something with egg, and I'd be like, fuck, why is my mouth tingling? Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
I know.
That really sucks.
But if I don't want to get no dick,
I'm already dying with the fact that all these Muslim niggas from Harlem don't like pork, right? So I'm not really eating my bacon, egg, and cheese no more. But the one thing I realized I cannot do, dating no nigga with a shellfish allergy. Because, baby, the way I'm eating lobster when we go out and the way I like my prawns, nigga, you just... we just can't be together. Take your shellfish allergy and go date someone.
I did go out with one of the niggas. We went to Lure, and I didn't realize he was on his no pork shit. He was like, you got any soups, my man? And he was like, yeah, we got clam chowder. They got pork in it. Oh, fuck. I can't do no motherfucking pork, yo. And I was like, God damn, bro. Fuck. Why y'all niggas always have something wrong with you? Vegan, fucking no pork. Then the athlete niggas be like, I ain't drinking right now. What the fuck?
Oh, they ain't drinking right now. They lying.
I had a friend of mine that had a shellfish allergy, and she didn't know. And a dude went to go eat her out, and it swollen.
Stop it. Tell the story.
No, she just told me that she didn't know, and they had to get Benadryl and all that shit and take her to the hospital.
No.
But she had a hot in her pussy.
It just swole. All I knew was it swelled up. I ain't see it. I don't know, but I did know
she was in pain.
Hospital. I think it was pain.
And she had to go to the hospital, tender. Bitch, if the Benadryl ain't working, because Benadryl will pull you out.
Sometimes I'll get hives. It doesn't hurt, but they just look crazy. Maybe your pussy just looked a little nuts.
I ain't gonna hold you. If my pussy look nuts, I'm going straight to the ER. That's the one place. If it look like nuts, if it look
walking with your legs, bro.
If that shit look like how Will Smith's face looked on fucking it, bro, we going straight to the hospital.
Can you imagine when you get there and you're like, what's going on? Because you look fine. You're like, oh my pussy.
And I did want to bring up Will Smith before we get into our whole mail. Will Smith is recently released a book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he talks about his insecurity of Jada's love for Tupac. Mm-hmm. I want to ask both of you if there is any ex that has left that much of an impact in your life that bothers your current partner.
What the fuck? Why are you trying to shake the table?
I mean, listen, because I'm shaking it. What? Both of y'all.
And my... I think that he might think there is one, but I don't care anymore.
There is.
It's a little bit.
She lives in this city, as a matter of fact. Ooh. There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blue. We're going.
Blue.
What's the issue?
I don't know what the issue is.
You know what the issue is.
As a matter of fact, I've tried to sit them two together on camera in front of each other to work their situation out, and I thought everything was good. Obviously, it wasn't.
This was recent?
When? This was about, what, a year and a half? 2 years. This was before COVID. So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they sat down. I thought everything was going to be good. I was like, I'm in the building too, so it's no problems. You see, we're just friends. Nah, fuck that.
It was very much that was his friend that wanted to call him all times of the night. And I remember one day I went to his house to go. He had to go somewhere. You don't want me to talk about it?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, don't worry about it.
You're not going to preface the story by saying, hey, we weren't married.
This was right before. But I went to go pick him up somewhere. And when I went to go drop something off. And I knew this person was supposed to be bringing him to like another city or something like that. So I knew she was going, whatever. But I get there and he's in the room with the door closed and the door locked. And his son is calling up there like, hey, daddy, daddy, such is here. And he don't come outside. He don't come downstairs. He don't do nothing. And then all of a sudden came out like, oh, I didn't know you was here. Like, I'm like, why the fuck are you in there with the door closed with this person in there by yourself? And you knew, like, we together.
Can I ask you, is it something because now you guys are married and have such this strong bond? Would you guys ever bring anyone from the past into the bedroom with you guys?
Girl, you skipped the whole story. Hold on.
No, because
she was going in the room.
I was packing my bags, like, legit. And I told her this from get-go. I wasn't doing nothing. I've never cheated on this.
I don't care anymore, but at the time, it bothered me a little bit, but that's why.
So when you did the FaceTime, Zoom thing, whatever was going on, or was it in person?
No, this was
It was in person.
Okay, so COVID. How did it go?
I just left. I dropped off what I had to drop off, and I got in the car, and I left.
Yeah, she gave me attitude for a while. And I was like, listen, we were in the room. It wasn't no issue. Like, the door must have closed by itself. Like, I don't know. I must have closed it, not
but
thinking.
But now I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, that's cool. We can meet up with her later.
No, I'm okay.
You see?
It's a little fast. All right.
And so would you guys ever bring anyone...
We have.
Oh, y'all have.
We have, yeah.
Somebody from his past. We have.
Yeah.
Would you allow her to bring someone from her past into the bedroom?
Like a nigga?
I mean, was there another type of person?
Want me to fuck no other dicks but him.
Okay.
You don't want me to fuck no other dicks.
I mean...
Maybe not no old.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
That's been my problem. I had the pass to bring another guy into the bedroom, but it was just nobody from my past. And I was like, well, I at least know it's good already. Why not?
That's the problem there, because you know it's good.
I wouldn't want that either. Don't be reminiscing on no
fucking. It's not that I'm reminiscing. I ain't with them. But it was at least good. I at least know I want to be pleased if I'm going to have two dicks in a room.
If this nigga fucked another bitch that he used to fuck with, right? We all start fucking. And then she'd be like, yeah, I know you like that shit.
What shit, bitch? Exactly. Oh, you responded in here. You can fuck it, but don't moan. Don't say nothing.
Oh, see, y'all all respond. All right, well, let's get to this home mail real quick. I would love you guys' input because it is from someone married.
Okay.
This home mail is called Logistics of Sex. Hello, ladies. I recently discovered your channel on YouTube and you two have the most amazing energy. Absolutely love you guys. Oh, thank you. I am emailing because I have a question about the logistics of sex. I recently got married to a man that is 6'2" versus my 5'4". I have only ever had sex with one partner prior to being married, and he was the one that took control of everything. So now that I'm with my husband, I am trying to figure sex out. I really want to figure out how to be on top in a comfortable way. My husband is super understanding, but I get so embarrassed because I can't figure out a comfortable way. I am a thicker girl, but I have shorter legs. So if I am on top and my legs are bent, my shins don't touch the bed or couch. I would really appreciate any help with positions to be on top. Thank you in advance. Now, I'm short and I just choose not to get on top. There is the froggy position.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, using your Meg Thee Stallion knees.
Which I don't.
And listen, you and me both. But I did want to ask, because there's a bit of a height difference I can tell with you guys too. Well, you have heels on. Not that much?
Not that much.
I mean, don't act like it. I'm
5'3".
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'9".
I'm 5'10".
Look, okay, look.
Don't play
not
with
the
me.
Nigga had an extra
Don't play with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I wanted to know what other ways you get on top.
She don't.
Wait a minute.
She don't.
Wait a minute. Come
is
on.
Is she me?
All you gotta do is reminisce. Just think about what I did.
Back in the day.
Well, when my legs, you know, my knees was all right. I'm about to be 35, man. I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I would, you know, the little, I would do that, but I don't. What?
I just, you know what? I had audio.
She just put her head.
I forgot.
Down.
It was audio.
I mean, I'm more just the. I'm more like from the back. That's like my shit. Like
you
coming,
are me.
I come
hard.
Not just from the back. She like being folded like a pretzel. I had to learn how to fuck in different positions that I've never done before.
But that's not good for somebody that's tall, and then somebody that, like, he gonna be real uncomfortable.
My ex was 6'9". I'm 5'1".
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We made it work.
That doesn't mean, certain positions aren't difficult.
without.
Yeah. I mean,
but we've done a lot of positions where I think that that would be in my advice to her, actually, yeah, is outside of maybe focusing on you riding, maybe do it on a chair. That's a good way to ride.
Exactly.
So him sitting down on the couch and you just
you can watch
sit on
the video
it.
With when we had Sharonis in here.
Yeah.
And I did the chair thing.
Yeah, that's
you have option. To put them sitting down in the chair. Your like back is to them, right?
But your feet were tucked. Mm-hmm. I would say
that's how you get the leverage.
But an easier way for me to ride Dick would be if he's just sitting down on the couch, then all I got to do is stand up and go like this.
That's
like,
too much
I just
got
to go up and down.
Because that's a lot of
that's
work.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, because if you tuck your feet, all you got to do is move your hips.
Yo, this is so interesting to me because as like, a man, I don't give a fuck what you do as long as
the dick is inside,
yeah,
right?
Like, it don't really matter.
Look, Edit is agreeing.
I'm spinning around and keep the dick still inside.
He's sitting over here like, wow, that's crazy. Y'all got to go through all this. Y'all, where do I sit? I just want to know where to sit.
Man, honestly, it's just the legs. Like, it's a lot of work. Like, our legs just aren't as strong, and like I don't know,
they not.
I got bad knees. I just don't
yeah, we all do
all that shit.
I'll say we all have bad knees.
You think Meg fucks the shit out of Party or no?
Hell yes, but he looked like he got a baby leg, so I think he fucks the shit out of her back.
100%.
Like
you see how happy she is?
Yeah, he definitely got a good.
It ain't the money.
It's
because she rich.
Yeah, it's the baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be.
It's the baby leg.
Gotta be the baby leg.
It's the baby leg.
And like the way that she just be acting. That's how I know. I get like overexpose myself in my relationship when the dick is crazy good. Wait. I just start posting dumb shit. I post that nigga's hand, everything when he fucking shit. Love my baby. Cooking again.
Yeah, no. That was my thing. Like cooking, like he did the dick so good. Like, it was definitely cooking for me.
Damn.
That's probably why I'm such a good wife. Yeah, I cook every single day.
Every single day.
Every meal?
Every meal. Every single fucking day.
Do you have a job?
Comedy. Literally.
Oh, that's okay. It. And that's late
so
night.
You can spend time
then,
at home.
Yeah. And then kids. Mad kids. So they got to eat. So he got to eat, I guess.
Yeah, man.
He's like another kid.
Yeah.
That's
no,
great.
No. I tell her I would cook, but she does such a good job at it. I don't want to mess it up.
What would fuck? Be your advice for people? For marriage, get a long lasting relationship.
Communication, man.
I know that's
communication
right. That's always,
is,
that sounds so cliche, but
does.
That's really it. That's
I mean, y'all it. Shared each other's whole sexual past with each other.
Shit.
Nah, this is the best relationship I've ever been in.
It better be.
No, I'm just, of course, I'm married.
The last
yeah.
one. God damn.
No, but I'm saying this was the best relationship from the get-go because we just communicated. We overly communicated in the beginning. And it wasn't like we were doing it for any particular reason. We were just communicating because that was just our vibe together.
I also love that you mentioned just over communicating being a good thing yeah. Because my friends said that I over communicated too much with my last partner, and I was just like, how is that a bad thing?
Hell
like
no.
They said I overshared and I over communicated things.
But
that,
partner, well, you so may have overshared yeah. if he used your past or something you said to weaponize against you.
Well, like, that's
no, different. And yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I mean, I would the say only, the overshare.
And I think like the only thing like that. There's one basketball team that just doesn't get played on TV now. But outside of that, like, you know what I mean? Like, outside of that, there's really been nothing. Like, he's just always been like, I understand this was you before we were together, X, Y, Z, LMNOP. But yeah, like, so it's, I love that you said that y'all overshared in the beginning, because I think a lot of people when dating come in with masks on. Mm. They come in feeling as though they can't show up as exactly who they are, either with fantasies, their sexual past. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of women feel like, if they did a MMF threesome, damn, the guy I'm dating right now, maybe I can't share that because he's going to look at me different or judge me.
Right.
Yes.
And so I like that you yes. guys said that y'all came in sharing a lot of those.
Yeah. The last relationship I was in was definitely one of those where I was like, I feel like I can't do anything because he's going to judge every fucking thing I do. And then I got here and I was like, yo, so I like fucking and like all this shit that I like. He was like, oh, that's fine. That's cool. So I think that overshare is your partner. So you're supposed to be able to share. You shouldn't really be. I mean, you have your own thoughts and feelings and all that stuff, but you shouldn't be like keeping secrets. Like you shouldn't feel like you have to keep a secret.
Honestly, the more you show yourself too, like, cause one person could say maybe it's oversharing, but
yeah,
the more you show yourself, the more someone falls in love with you, you feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
Like this live show we just had. I mean, my nigga seen me at the live shows before, but I just didn't give a fuck. There was a cute nigga in the front, and I was flirting with him.
We was both flirting with the same nigga, and he was there with his girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
We wasn't shit.
Damn, I
knew what it was.
My nigga was his best friend, and I'm talking about how I fucking didn't use condoms back in the day. And I'm just like, bro, I don't care. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm with you. Like, and I feel like sometimes, as funny as it is to say, like, oh, my nigga's a hoe, when someone's comfortable telling you that shit, it's because they really trust you. And I do believe people share things that are from their past.
Yeah.
If you were still a hoe, maybe you'd be a little reserved. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, I'm not going to lie. For all the hoes listening, find you another hoe. Like, I know my nigga, my ex is a hoe and was a hoe.
Yeah.
Because even when we went to the sex club, I literally, the way he be fucking me, I'm like, so you just gonna put her foot in your mouth too? Like, damn. Like, but he fucks so good. I'm like, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Hoes should just be with hoes. Like, I think it really makes sense because you don't, you let that, all of those sexual judgments just leave your mind. Like, okay, you a hoe.
And it's funny to laugh about, like, hoe shit together too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we do it all the time.
Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I'll be like, damn, so I'm getting that reg dick now. You giving me the reg. You give everybody this dick, don't you?
You should call this episode Find Your Homemate.
Find Your Homemate.
Find Your Homemate.
Amazing.
Because y'all found each other. Y'all we are each other's homemates.
Yeah, look at us. Just
out here. Podcast name change. Tell people where to find you guys. Your podcast is called And Then We Had Sex. And what about your social medias?
Well, And Then We Had Sex is Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. I guess Kristen Seville's for me. That's my Instagram.
Yeah, and really, JTalk100 for me.
I don't use a lot of other stuff, but just that.
And we're going to have it in the description too if you can't find them. But what's your favorite episode so people can go and look this
up? Yeah.
Maybe the one, what was the one, the K-Spot, the one we just did?
K-Spot was dope.
And Louis V. Vagina.
Oh, that's
Louis V. Vagina. Louis
I like that.
I do like that.
It reminds me of Passport, like, Cuddy.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah. Louis V. Vagina. All right, well, and guys, we want to thank all of you who pulled up on us at our New York show, our DC show, our LA show. And of course, we're wrapping up 2021 in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, if you are still looking for stocking stuffers, go on over to whorehive.com. We have tons of things on our Horrible Decisions merch site. We have pins. We have water bottles. We have ashtrays. We have lighters. We have fucking, what else do we have on there? We have, of course, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants. We have a hoe bag. That's right. You could pack up your hoe bag now. So that's dope. We just have a lot of shit over there. Yep. We still have hats. Panties may still be on there for sale. Just go on over to whorehive.com and make sure you cop that sheet. And we're looking forward to hopefully dropping 2022 tour dates with you guys soon. So if we did not come to your city, please let us know where you want to see us next so we can let our agents know and they can get us to your city. Because, baby, I don't be knowing. Other than that, do you have anything else?
That's it. We love you.
Yep. And check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. We're leaving you with a 5-minute bonus clip. Make sure you check that out. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Oh. Thank you.
It's bonus bitch.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another Patreon episode of Horrible Decisions. We are recording in two different time zones.
We are. I don't know. We've done that a few times, I think. But yeah, I'm back in New York. You stayed in LA. I guess I wanted to start off by thanking everyone who came out to the LA live show. By far, my favorite to date, I would say, of all of our shows.
Especially because, like, my vibe was really off that day. Like, just a lot of things that were on my mind, really unresolved. And then, like, I got an accident on the way to go pick up the dog thing for the show. You guys will find out in Atlanta what we do, but, like, oh, it was a fucking hot mess. And then it was just such a great show.
Dang.
And then,
yeah,
one
like
thing,
and I wasn't expecting it. Like, I didn't even have a makeup artist. I completely had forgot. I was just exhausted for that, like, that week in general. So I was just like, y'all know I also am not a fan of LA. So I was just like, I'm just ready to get back home. But it was like the energy, the crowd, it was really, really, really phenomenal. Like, absolutely.
I think something that definitely affected it, like, we asked the audience, you know, is this a show that you guys were planning to come to, but it got canceled for COVID? And so many people were screaming. And I wonder if Atlanta will be like that because their show got canceled literally that week. you know, like you guys were expecting to see a show come to a show and fucking COVID happened. But I had a few things I was thinking about. So while I was sitting in the chair, I got like three texts back to back of can't make it, blah, blah, blah. In the most LA texts ever, I screenshotted them. I have one girl I roll with heavy in LA. Shout out to Brittany. I talk about her often. She is an amazing designer. She works, she does all the women's designs for Russell Westbrook's brand, Honor the Gift, and that's my bitch. She couldn't make it because of work, like for real, just couldn't get out, right? Like in time, because our show was early. But these are the text messages that I got from just flaky ass people in LA. Fuck my life. I have to cancel last minute because I have a brand deal I have to turn in. They're pressing me. Ugh. Hope you kill it. The next one. So sorry about this. I'm stuck in a casting right now at the office. I don't think I'll be able to make it from tonight's show. I'm at Paramount still. I know I'm the worst. Then this is all on the same screen, by the way. Then the other one. Oh my God, I'm still on set. I'm so fucking annoyed. I really want to support you, but also I've been around so many people today hoping I'm neggy. What? So LA. So LA. But I will say it was amazing because so many of my people showed up and I just felt really warm welcome. Even Fuse, which is interesting because like, yeah, they know I do horrible decisions, but they know me in this other realm. One of the guys was like, oh my God, like I forgot you have this other life. And really that's what this LA show was for me. New York, DC, or any other show we've ever done, it's my friends that really know me from horrible. And this time around, it kind of wasn't. And that was funny. Like, I remember even Kiki was hitting me after and she was like, Grabby, forgetting you got a podcast. And, you know, it was just dope. Like, I never talk about my podcast with her. We're always talking about TV and shit. And just to be able to have people experience this part of our journey so far in the game when we're better at it, it's dope. And I actually kind of like that, you know, it's not the only thing I've been holding on to. Like, it's nice to be able to know that horrible is one of the most successful things I do, and it isn't the only thing I do. That's why it feels really good, I think, because it's such a huge brand.
Yeah. For LA, for me, at the end, y'all know we haven't been doing meet and greets because of COVID, and just meeting that many people is a lot. And one of the things that just touched me the most was a woman that came up to me at the end of the show. And this was right when I was actually going to leave off stage. And she was like, I don't know if you remember me, but I was one of the families that you sent groceries to last year on Thanksgiving. And she just said, I want to let you know how much you changed my life. Like, she was like, I did a complete 180 from you sending me those groceries on Instacart when I didn't have it. She said, I now work for Instacart and make $100,000 a year.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, full circle, knowing that you don't know, you know,